What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another Seven-Figure Fitness Business Podcast. I'm excited to dive into what we're going to be talking about because this is something that I've been personally experiencing very recently. And I've actually had a lot of conversations with people around this. And the theme that you need to have as an entrepreneur, there's certain mantras that you have that just kind of keep your head in the game, that helps you stay focused. And one of the mantras that I have is eat shit. All right, I got to be willing to eat shit to get to where I want to be. And the underpinning of that comes from our saying in our house with me and my wife is we sacrifice short-term pleasure for a long-term satisfaction. All right, and that's really, really important. We're willing to sacrifice short-term pleasure for a long-term satisfaction. And I take that same principle and that same underpinning and apply it to our business, right? If I'm launching a business, if I'm getting ready to work on a new project or I'm working on something, my whole mindset is I am going to eat shit however long I need to reach a certain point of critical mass where I'm going to start to gain the long-term satisfaction that comes from the work that I put under the bar that came from just shoveling mouthfuls of shit until I reached that breakthrough. And a lot of people I've seen, even friends, people that I went to high school with and people that were in my circle, a lot of them sacrificed long-term satisfaction for short-term pleasure. And I saw that pattern happen over and over and over and over and over again, right? You have people willing to spend thousands of dollars to pay cars that are too expensive, to go on trips that they don't have the money to go on, that they're financing these trips to buy bags and clothes and shoes that are more expensive than they can afford, just so they can get the short-term pleasure and satisfaction of other people looking at them and thinking that they're more successful than they actually are. Right? Whereas like the inverse of that is if you're willing to sacrifice your short-term pleasure, your ego in the short term, shovel mouthful of shit, right? Just keep eating shit. Just keep eating shit. While you're doing that, nothing is attractive about your life, right? Have you ever seen a dog eat its own shit? Like, it's disgusting. It looks gross. Nobody is there trying to film and go, ooh, ah, while the dog is doing that, or while the dog is eating its own vomit. It's a disgusting process. It's not fun. It's not sexy. It's not appealing. And lots of people are going to ignore you during that period, right? But for me, that's the most incredible time. I get very excited when I'm in that shit eating phase of a new project, or when I met Veronica, right, my vanilla queen, she met me when I was in that shit eating phase. I was broke and I was in the middle of building the foundation for what would be Seven-Figure Business. I told her I'm broke right now, you know, but I'm not going to be for forever. I just have to be focused on being on my grind right now. And she was able to see the potential and still want and ate shit with me. Right? And people were like, what are you guys doing? What does Iggy do for work? And some people in her circle were criticizing me for the decisions that I made and how I was going about doing things and the fact that when we go on trips and not spending any money, or we weren't doing a lot of things because we're in this phase, right? And while you're in this phase, some incredible things happen if you're willing to sacrifice your ego and you're willing to sacrifice the validation that you need from other people, and you're willing to focus on doing the thing short term that's going to give you satisfaction long term. You can build something really, really incredible. So one of the things that happened during that phase, if you accept the fact that you're just going to suck and you're going to look terrible while you're doing the thing that you're doing, and this, your life isn't going to be exciting, it's not going to be very appealing, what that frees you up to do is actually learn, experiment, and build your skill. It allows you to put in the reps and allows you to work on your form with no expectation.
Yo, sorry to interrupt this video. If you found it helpful and you want us to plug our system into your business, our 7FFB AI, to help you automate appointment booking, power dialing, and funding, go ahead and click the link in this video to schedule a demo. I'd love to see you on the other side. Back to the video.
At this time, nobody had any expectation of me. Nobody had any expectation of me. Because like, man, what's Iggy up to? He's just over there eating shit in the corner. Like, ignore him. like he's got nothing going on. And that's an incredible place to be. And that's probably one of the most dangerous places you can be as an entrepreneur, is in that phase where you're just eating shit, experimenting, working on your form, perfecting your craft, right? Because then when you hit a critical mass, you've created and turned this flywheel to the point, once you hit a critical mass, things just start taking off very quickly, right? And then you're gonna have to face scrutiny and expectation. People are scrutinizing you when you were in the process of eating shit and it didn't look good. And then once you make it, you get all this expectation. People are like, oh, can you help me pay for this? Or can I borrow this? Or this, that, and the third. Now all of a sudden, all this expectation comes when they weren't there in the building process, right? But once you hit that critical mass, you actually get to a point where things are happening a lot faster than you ever expected, right? We're at a point now where we're over 7 figures in real estate. We're gonna be closing on another deal next week, looking at another 3 triplex, have another townhouse under contract for September or August. We're looking at several deals, and this all happened all within the last year and a half. Why did that start to happen? It was because for the last 3 to 5 years, where people were ignoring me, I was just shoveling it down, practicing, working on the craft, just shoveling it down. And if you're in that phase right now, that's the best place to be in. You have to make an agreement with yourself that, hey, you know what? I'm committed to this phase. I'm letting go of the ego. I'm letting go of short-term pleasure, short-term excitements and things like that. Like all these unnecessary things that I don't need in my life. I'm committing to this just full phase of just right now, I'm building. I'm learning, I'm putting in the reps, I have no ego, I suck, I'm working on my form, I'm perfecting my craft, I'm just going to keep putting in the reps until I reach a depth of knowledge where I hit that critical mass and I start seeing results, right? So if you're building an online fitness business or a business in general, you got to think about what those phases look like. A lot of people are not willing to put in the work. When you're building something, you're doing a lot of prospecting. Especially if you're an online fitness professional, you're prospecting a lot, you're talking to a lot of people, you're reaching a lot of dead ends. Right, you're taking a lot of sales calls and people are saying no, you're pitching, you're sending quotes, you're doing all these things, and you're trying to figure out, how do I get more people to say yes? That's your shit eating phase, and you got to commit to really learning everything you can about it. And that's why compiling data is so important, so you can analyze it, you can work on your form, you can figure out, if I do this, what kind of results does it produce? To the point where you start to develop a level of tolerance, right? A level of tolerance to where what used to be very frustrating is no longer frustrating. What used to be very difficult is no longer difficult, to where you can prospect 100 people in a single day and it doesn't feel like a ton of work. That's when you've reached a level of tolerance that's gonna allow you to make a ton of progress, right? And you keep doing that and eventually start to find things that work. And then you double down on the things that work. You go back to working in the lab, putting in the work, refining the process. Now you increase your tolerance to a point where now that was no longer that difficult. And by the time you're done, you've stacked all these skills on top of yourself to make you more valuable to the marketplace. And now what you feel like it used to take forever to maybe make 2 or 3 or 10 sales, you're able to do that in a single day, simply because you're at a point where your tolerance is so high and you've gotten good enough to start producing the results that you want. I just wanted to share that with you. I know if you're in that phase, I've been there. I know what it's like. And I'm there right now with new projects, in that phase of just building, putting in the reps, all right? The nice thing about, once you've reached a certain level of skills and a certain depth of knowledge, that phase is a lot shorter. Before, that first phase was like, for me, that phase was like 3 years before I hit my first critical mass. And then I did it again. And that time, the second time around, that phase was only 6 months, right? So I went from 3 years to hitting a critical mass to only 6 months. Then I did it again, and it was just like a matter of like 3 months, right? And so as you do it again and again, that phase, that time frame just starts to shorten, simply because your pattern recognition is so high. You know exactly what to focus your attention on and which sequences is gonna get you the best result. You're not making the same mistakes over and over again, and you're able to execute certain tasks a lot faster. And that's why you see those time horizons just start shortening and shortening and shortening. And you start to see like, wow, that's what used to take me 3 years to accomplish, I was able to do in like 6 months. And now, wow, what used to take me 3 years, I was able to do in 3 months. What used to take me 3 years, I'm able to do in like 30 days, right? And that's really where you start to gain that leverage. And whatever you touch just seems like everything you touch at a certain point just seems to turn to gold. Not because you're lucky, but because you put in the work, and all the work that you put in is starting to compound to the point where you have an immense amount of leverage. You put in a very little amount of effort to get massive results. But that doesn't happen overnight. That's from years of work under the bar, years of putting in the reps, years of working on your craft to get to a point where you have a ton of leverage. Little input creates massive results. And once you're at that point, you're not going to worry about where your next check is coming from. Right, you're going to have a business that allows you to live life on your terms. And then you will start to figure out, how do I start to deploy this money that I'm making? You start running into all different kinds of problems. But those are good problems to have. And if you have those problems, it means you're in a good place. So enjoy it. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the grind. And I'll see you on the other side.